is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
I wish I could really explain it very well, Leslie, but the market started higher today. Then it sold off, saw as much as triple-digit losses, especially in the feeder cattle, then came back after 1 p.m. pit closing to trim its losses tremendously. Even the close was trimmed tremendously from the lows of the day. Box beef continued to plunge lower today as we was down at $3.31 on choice. We also saw selects down $1.68 today on a movement of 98 loads. We saw a cattle kill come in today at 101,000 head, and we've yet to confirm any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. On the close today, June cattle were down 40, August live cattle down 87, August feeders down 67, October feeders down 47, and July lean hogs closed 52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Corn Belt Classic in Council Bluffs, Iowa, June 10th and 11th. Wednesday's auction begins at 8 Central, featuring regions 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, as well as Florida heifers. Thursday's auction begins at 9, featuring regions 1 and 2, and ending with the breadstock sale. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic. Get more information at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock Auction, America's leader in livestock marketing.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763. And Tom, what led to the negative trading in across the grain market?
Well, Leslie, once again, it's a little hard to explain because we didn't have any fresh news today. The only thing that could be negative for our grain markets was the dollar being higher, but it wasn't even close to being to the highs that we saw earlier in the week for the dollar. We did see all the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts today make new highs for the session before selling off and closing negative today. Keep in mind, next week is a USDA supply and demand report. On the close today, July KC wheat and September KC wheat both closed down 6 cents. July Chicago wheat closed down 6 3/4. July and December corn both closed down 3 cents today, while July soybeans were 8 3/4 lower, November beans down 9 3/4, and July cotton closed down 46 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.